I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Frailty is a common clinical syndrome in older adults that carries an increased risk of poor health outcomes. To talk about what can be done to prevent and treat frailty is Dr. Russell Blackwelder. He's an assistant professor and the director of geriatric education for the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Blackwelder, we all know what frailty means just in general terms, but what exactly does frailty mean in medical terms?
So, Bobby, in medical terms, frailty is a constellation of symptoms. It includes decreased endurance, decreased strength, increased fatigue, increased weight loss, and also dealing with chronic illnesses. Frailty leads people to have a decreased ability to recover from illness, increased risk of falls, and increased risk of being in the hospital, decreased mental status, and also an increased risk of death.
Can something be done in older adults to really prevent frailty?
There's several things that we can do. One is to evaluate for contributing illnesses or conditions that we might be able to reverse, such as sleep issues, depression. There might be lab abnormalities that a physician can uncover. Also, key is to review medications in patients. And then from a patient standpoint, one of the most important things is diet and exercise.
Is it a realistic goal for us to say, I want to stay strong throughout all of my years? Now, when we're 80s, 90s, is that a realistic approach to aging?
I think it's very realistic. And we have patients that are under our care that are into their 100s and are still baking cookies and taking family trips and going to grandchildren's weddings and birthday parties. And that's exciting to see. Reality is some of our health we cannot control, but by preventing and treating frailty and maintaining strength, we put the odds in our favor.
You mentioned that diet and exercise are two essential ingredients to prevent frailty. So what's that really look like?
So they can maintain aerobic exercise. Even simple investments such as walking 20 minutes a day are important. Balance that with some resistance exercises. And this doesn't have to be going to the gym and being a bodybuilder, but find some soup cans around the house and do exercises with those to maintain your muscle strength. Of course, review all of this with your doctor and get guidance from them. And also, physical therapy and occupational therapy is usually the right answer.
Now, let's talk about diet, though. What does that mean, really, again, every day and the routine of life? What is it that's really going to help with strength?
We know to maintain muscle mass, you do need an adequate amount of protein. What I recommend to our patients is to get at least 60 grams of protein per day. And also, we have great evidence that a Mediterranean diet is very beneficial for maintaining vigor and fighting frailty, in addition to maintaining cognitive ability.
And what else would be in that Mediterranean diet?
So a high level of fruits and vegetables, healthy oils such as olive oil, omega-3 fatty acids.
Any last tips on what we can do as individuals to make sure we're as strong as possible as we get older?
It's never too early to start making the investment now. So all of you listeners, even in your 40s and 50s, start focusing on diet, exercise, building up muscle strength. Review this with your doctor and get on a good program to tilt the odds in our favor for having good quality of life when we're older.
Dr. Blackwelder, thank you for providing this information about frailty.
Thank you so much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.